This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
If you've got your Bible, turn with me real quick to Romans, the 13th chapter. I'm going to go religious now. I want to go religious, vicarish. Turn with me to Romans, the 13th chapter, and we will begin to read from verse 7. Do you know, when I went to Bible college, I must have been away when they taught you how to speak like that. You know,
where they speak like that.
I must have been away that day, because I never got that. And do you know what? I've scoured the Bible. I can't find it where it says you've got to sing in a ridiculous voice like that. Anyway, Romans, the 13th chapter, and verse 7, let's go from verse 8, it says this. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbour, you will fulfil the requirements of God's law. Your neighbour isn't that geezer what lives next door. Mm-hmm. Your neighbour isn't that person who lives across the road from you. I'm your neighbour, and I live in Essex. Your neighbour is anyone you come in contact with. Your neighbour is anyone in your vicinity. I have neighbours in the United States of America because I'm great friends with them on Facebook. I've never met them, but they're really good friends, and I love those people with all of my heart and my soul. Why? Because they're my neighbours. Because they're my friends. Verse 9, for the commandments say, here we go, you must not commit adultery, you must not murder, you must not steal, you must not covet, blah, 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 because that's what Paul's saying. Inverted commas, he's going, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, because these and other such commandments, watch, are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbour as yourself. Can you not see that? Can you not get this? Picture the scene. Moses is coming down the mountain with these great big tablets, you know, Charlton Heston with all the white hair, comes down the mountain. You must not commit adultery. And you see the writing. Mm-hmm. Yeah? It's all very, very dramatic. What's Paul doing now? He's taking those Ten Commandments and he's booting them into touch. And he's saying, forget all that. Forget it. Because if you can sum up all of that by just saying this. If you love your neighbour as yourself, don't worry about that because you won't do any of it. Mm. Why? Because you're loving your neighbour as yourself. And if you love your neighbour as yourself, you're not going to go and kill somebody, are you? Mm-hmm. You're not going to commit adultery, are you? You're not going to covet something, are you? Of course not, because you're loving your neighbour. Why? Because that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard. Who watches God TV? One or two of you? Alright, let's put it this way. Who's heard of God TV? Okay, that's better. Rory and Wendy Alec run that station.
That's right.
I don't know if you've seen, but Rory has stepped down as CEO. And he stepped down because he has admitted that he has done something wrong. He's not going to go into details at the moment, but what he's saying is he has sinned. And therefore he feels that he should step down. Rory was the one person, one of these people, that I loved but didn't like. I worked for Rory for many years. I know him extremely well. And when Rory and I parted company, I didn't like him. Because of the way he was. Because of the way he was running his ministry. I didn't like him. Now, I love him. Now, not only do I love him, but I like him. Because he has shown me that he has such integrity. Mm. Because he knows that he's sinned, and therefore he said, I have to step down for a season because I want to put myself right before God before I do anything else. That takes so much courage. And he is loved and respected across the world. Yet there are people, beloved, pointing fingers. Oh, so that's what you've been up to, is it? Aha! I thought I was saying fishy about you! Pointy, 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 pointy. Do me a favour. If you didn't sin today, stand to your feet. I'm going to sit down. Excuse me. Pretend I'm sitting, all right? If you didn't sin today, and I'm sitting, stand to your feet. So what right have you got to point the finger? What right have you got to ever point the finger at anybody ever again? What right have you got to say that that person is not living their life the way they are supposed to? What right? I certainly don't. Many years ago, now and again, I used to watch, I can't remember his name, some evangelist on TV. And I said to my mum once, I don't like him. My mum said, I don't like him either. I don't like him. I don't like him. End of story. And my Lord said to me very quickly, you have to love him. Mm. What he does in his life is nothing to do with you, David. It's to do with me. He stands before me, not you. I learned a lesson many, many years ago that, beloved, we have to keep a short account. We have to keep such a short account with Almighty God. We have to know that when we stand before Him, we are standing before Him. You see, if I point my finger at this man, he's not going to stand before God in my place. The only one who will stand there before God in my place is Jesus Christ. And that's who I have my relationship with. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
These and other such commandments are summed up with this one commandment. Love your neighbour as yourself. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. Love does no wrong to others, so love fulfills the requirements of God's law. And when we look at the word law, we're not looking at a word that is singular. Because Paul here is talking about God's law, plural, whole thing. Not one law, the whole thing. I know that you guys are going through a very, very difficult period at the moment. I know that. I know what's been going on with Brian, where Brian is at the moment. But this is what I believe, and please hear my heart here. This is what I believe with all of my heart, that you have to be 1,000% behind Brian, praying for him, going to see him, loving him, caring for him, caring for his needs. You cannot stop. There is no way that you can stop. Many years ago, I used to run the drama group. When I was acting, I used to run the drama group at the church that I attended. And one of the members of that drama group did something and found himself in prison for 5 years. And right up to the point of him being charged and then found guilty, he said to me he didn't do it. But he did not even know he'd done it. Right up to the point where he was arrested and he was taken to court, he did not believe he did it. And I know, Richard, and I know that's the truth. It was only when he went to court, was found guilty, went to prison, and he had the opportunity of being seen by a psychologist and psychiatrists, that it was revealed to him and he realised that he'd done it. And you know what he did? The day he found out, and it's going to fill me with tears, but the day he found out that he had done it, he wrote to every single member of that church and apologised and asked for forgiveness. What an amazing thing to do. And I went to court with Richard every single time he appeared in court. I was there in the courtroom. And I said to him, Richard, I don't care how long you get, but I make you this vow now, that whilst you're in prison, I will visit you every single time that you will send me a visiting order. If that's every month, I will be there every single month, and I will not miss a month. And I did not miss a month for 3.5 years until they released it. Now, I'm not saying how wonderful are you, David, giving myself a pat on the back, not in the slightest. What I'm trying to say is, I made a commitment to Richard, and I fulfilled that commitment. And every single day, every single time I went to see Richard, I saw something new in him. I saw something else come to life. I saw another spark come into Richard's life. And Richard now is a wonderful man of God. Now he has MS. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. And he has MS, and he still finds the joy of God in his life. He struggles sometimes, as we all do. But beloved, as a church, you need to bind yourselves together, and you need to make this commitment as a church together, that you are going to be there for Brian. In all of the trials that he's going through, we have no idea why he said he was innocent. We have no idea why he now said, well, I certainly don't. I mean, you may well, but I certainly don't. But I have no idea why now he has said he is guilty. He could be in jail for many, many years. In fact, he might not ever come out. And if he doesn't, what do you want him to do? Do you want him to go to glory with the love of Christ in his life?
Amen.
And how do we know that whilst he's not in jail, going through what he's going through, if he brought just one person to God, one person gets to know the Lord Jesus Christ because Brian is incarcerated, then it was worth it. Am I right?
Yes.
Before I go on, I want you to do me a favour. If you want to commit to do this, to love Brian and care for him and look after him while he's in jail. I want you to jump to your feet because I want to pray. Lord God, you are wonderful. You are holy, Lord. And we come before you now as we make you this commitment that wherever we can, we will be there for Brian. We will love him and we will care for him and meet as many needs as we possibly can, Lord. And I ask you now, wherever he is, whatever he is doing, I ask you now to bring your love smashing into his heart.
Yes.
Fill him full of your spirit, Lord. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.